Do you ever find yourself physically present, but mentally miles away, especially with the people you love the most? You're not alone. As high-achieving people, we struggle with our work, faith, family. So many of us have a million tabs open on our computer, but also on our mind. And being truly present can feel sometimes impossible. And what can be worse is when our kids, our spouses, our friends, people that we love may not always understand. You might even hear them say that they don't feel like you love them, and that can break our hearts, especially when we're working so hard for them. So I see presence as love in action. And the cost of being distracted is not just productivity, it's connection. Connection is what we want the most. So many of us can't live without connection. And so our nervous system and all of the technologies work against our desire to be focused and present, see this as such an important thing in their life, then I'm sure there are more people that need to hear this. So when it comes to being present, there are several things that you can do, whether you call them hacks or practices, but these tips can help you to be present even when you're not feeling present at the moment. So it's a matter of placing yourself in a state where you can be available, focused, and ultimately present for the task at hand or the person right in front of you, or even for yourself. So before you start anything, a conversation, task, prayer, get granular and ask yourself, what do I want to give and receive in this moment? And actually get specific. Instead of saying something like, I want to be present, get granular and have a statement like, I want to really listen to my daughter share her day. I want to draft and send a meaningful email in 25 minutes. So presence starts with a purpose. It's so much easier that way to start with the purpose you have in mind for your presence than the other way around. The other recommendation I have is to protect your space. So if you're one that has notifications, pings, keep a phone next to you at all times, I recommend silencing those. And if you need to, put your phone in the other room. Most apps these days allow you to turn off notifications. And even on the cell phone, you can schedule notifications to be sent certain times of the day. And also set boundaries for your sacred moments, especially you want to protect that family time or even your work time. And you can teach your kids to do the same thing. We're the role models for our children, and role modeling how to be present and protecting your time can go a long way for them too. So, when we protect our attention, we protect our peace. And then, before you get present, you need to get focused. So, if your mind is racing, trying to power through just won't work. We can try to force ourselves to say, I can do this. And that grit can only get us so far because if our nervous system is feeling like it's our cortisol is high or we're in fight or flight, like something is after us, then we won't be able to be calm enough to be present because there is that block because of our nervous system just feeling so dysregulated. And so I really recommend using grounding tools to help you with your focus. And there's so many of them. And I'm going to name a few of them that I've used and my clients have used. So some of them include deep breathing exercises. You can do that by slowly inhaling for 4 seconds, holding your breath for another 4 seconds, and then exhaling slower over 6 seconds. And you can do that several times, as long as it takes for you to just find your calm. And even if you are checking your pulse, like let's say when you start, your pulse feels like it's high for you. And then after your deep breathing, you may find after a minute of that, that your pulse has even slowed down. It's pretty powerful for helping you to calm yourself down. Another one a lot of my clients like to use is praying. And that's one thing that my clients really love. And I love too, when I have a person of faith that I'm coaching, we'll start our coaching session with a prayer. And it's so powerful how grounding that can make us feel, especially if they're feeling nervous about something. It's just, I'll look into their eyes after that prayer and I just see a smile and a change, a physical change in their face to one of peace. It's so amazing. If you have not tried praying, I would definitely try it. And that's one thing, even people of faith may go through their day without starting a particular task at hand with a prayer. And that is such an easy thing to implement right away. Another way to get focused is through meditation. And my mentor, Brendan Bouchard, he recommends a release meditation where he closes his eyes for 1 minute or a few minutes and just puts his hand on his thighs and sits down, and he'll just close his eyes and say release over and over again. And that can help to calm people down as well. Also, there's essential oils. There's actually oils that are called grounding oils that can be diffused in your space where you're at, or you can apply them even topically to even like your temples, your pulse points, and like the back of your neck with a carrier oil. That was one thing I did in my past, was I studied to be an aromatherapist. So it's really important, if you use essential oils, that if you use like one drop of oil to every like tablespoon of carrier oil, or at least a teaspoon, so that you, because they're so strong. All right. Another thing is emotional freedom technique. Some people call it tapping or EFT. And by tapping on these points, certain points in your body, it can help to calm you down, to even to facilitate changing your thoughts to more positive thoughts. And there is an app called the Tapping Solution. There's a free version and a paid version. I highly recommend it. I've used it personally myself, and it's also helped my children to fall asleep at night because it calms them down enough. And then, of course, there's a good old-fashioned movement like a brisk walk, or some people like to run, or some people like to go lift weights, or even stretching exercises. One of my personal go-tos before a coaching call is I'll do jumping jacks just to get any nerves like wiggled out. Because sometimes I don't have a lot of time. If I have more time, sometimes I like to go outside and just look out into the sky and just spend a few moments out there. So these are all things that we can do to help ourselves to get present, to get more focused, especially when we're just feeling out of focus, or just like we have way too much going on. And so you can't be present if your nervous system is in the past or the future. And that's the goal, is to be present with your current circumstances, what's at hand right in front of you. And this really can go a long way with getting more done, feeling more productive in your life, to just having people feel more loved around you. And your presence can allow you to get more done in less time. And personally, I've noticed it go a long way with my children, because when they feel heard, valued, seen, they also feel safe. And that is just something that I'm sure all of us desire, to give our loved ones and to grow in our relationships. And I would love for you to try it out for yourself. You could try out any of these tips or techniques to help you create more of a life of intention and stop living a life on autopilot. Because presence is a win-win. You can feel more fulfilled, and the people you love will feel more loved. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we're meant for in this life? To love and to be loved. It's one of the greatest things that we can do in our lifetime. And so if today's episode made you realize you're craving more presence in your life, you can start small, one moment, one breath, one intention at a time. Try one of these practices I mentioned in this episode and reflect on how it affected your ability to be present. And so if one doesn't work for you, you can try another one, because we're all different. And so what works for someone may not work for someone else. So it's worth testing them out. You can try out the different things. And then ultimately, you may find a rhythm that works for you to gain more presence in your life. If this episode helped you, share it with a friend who needs a gentle reminder to slow down and be where their feet are. Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.